We're following the news today that President Trump is pulling the U.S. out of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal. It's a deal that put restrictions on that country's nuclear program and in exchange lifted sanctions, including on Iran's oil exports. So today's change has big implications for oil markets around the world. And joining us with more on that is Uri Berliner, NPR senior business editor. Hi, Uri.
Hey, Jeremy.
And what does leaving the deal mean for oil prices?
Well, the first thing to keep in mind is that oil prices have been going up for months now. And one of the big reasons for that is just that supplies are tighter. There's not as much of a glut on the market. So if these sanctions mean that Iran doesn't get to export as much oil and that limits supplies, it could push prices even higher.
Well, you mentioned oil prices have been going up. They were up over $70 a barrel yesterday and early today. That's the first time that's happened since 2014. Then they took a plunge this morning as news was coming out about what President Trump was going to do. But then after the president announced that he's leaving the deal, the prices spiked back up again, nearly $70 a barrel. Why would that happen?
Well, I mean, you never know exactly what traders are thinking, but it may have been that, you know, they were hoping that maybe the full force of sanctions wouldn't be imposed. But President Trump today said that he would impose the highest level of economic sanctions. So there's no breathing room there. So maybe that's why the oil prices started going back up.
Now, Iran is OPEC's third largest oil producer and currently produces about 3.8 million barrels of oil per day. That's according to the U.S. Energy Information Administration. How significant is that for global supply?
Well, it's significant. I mean, Iran produces about 5% of world output. You know, on the margins, it's important. But especially now, because, as I said, supplies are tighter. This glut of oil is being absorbed. There's global economy is growing. People are spending more money. They're traveling more. Factories are producing more. So there's more demand for energy. So the oil that Iran produces, the extent to which that's taken off the market, that could affect prices.
And are there other factors here as well? We've been hearing over the last several years that U.S. production is up. So that's been keeping prices down. What else has been driving the prices up other than Iran?
Yeah, well, I mean, several years ago, just everybody was pumping as much oil as possible, including U.S. Shale oil producers, and that was pushing prices way down. They went down to as low as $27 a barrel back in 2016. But then this very notable thing happened. At the end of 2016, Russia and Saudi Arabia and a number of other countries, they agreed to cut production, to limit the amount they produced to push up prices. And those kinds of agreements usually fall apart because one member more starts cheating. They just keep selling oil into the market because they need the cash. But this time it actually worked. And it was really relevant because Russia and Saudi Arabia are two of the largest oil producers.
Now, as we're watching the oil markets, we're also watching the stock market, which has been up and down today, but it's basically flat. It hasn't moved all that much. What does that tell you?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the stock market is pretty chill about this. It didn't react much. It's possible that, you know, they had just priced this in already. They assumed that President Trump would pull out of the nuclear deal. He's been saying that he, you know, would do that for quite a long time. Right. So maybe they just weren't surprised.
Baked into the cake. Uri Berliner, NPR senior business editor. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Jeremy.